این بیان یه مخیلی و یه مخمیش خیمهای اون تا دون نوی مشک میبست با دوزی تکانه به دیشه و هستی به داری هم دون نوی نوی مخمیش راشی تکانه از خواهی نوی شتی ناسی به دوی بیشب به دوی فرستان شکانه بیشب افسور کن همین بودی هم of the deed by fellows because he gave an opportunity the vow to present his standard before best and first. Shimon HaMishi Echo Achas Meyesat HaKomez She Tikin Ezra Bevokamo She Etnehube Before Shukula Ukach Tiknu She Tinosu Bevi She Mholo Leltaynes Psuni Yashkmu Vezdin Beit Kasi Olov in Yeshu's Bintayim Yishrochush Shemu Yispayis V'Diskara Taitei V'Yikamelo V'Shemu Yizim Satachto V'Nesra Olof V'Alfino Minister V'Nitno U'Mitech Shiyadu Libesni Yisbar Adonor Kishini Tzakeh Shemu Yabei Ha'idim O'Gmore Poet Nesarim Sarashim Yisbayim Shemso Bekashim Beis by Beis Yarev Chachom Yom Yisakeh still has to deny the image of the case defined that she was not a killer, that she was Misane, he said, special Keshwach Mutasi, say, probably, before, this is Karadaite, they have an opportunity to come before best, come for best. So the question is this, the Gemara says that this, that he, the husband, comes to best, and he says, special Keshwach Mutasi, so then, the Aishas came, or Aishas is home, to take a review of Bushi, that when she was less than Bushi from the Mechot, so then, she's Asurani, because there is one side. But by Aishas Yisrael, not where she, the Bushi, he was the Kabel, when she was less than Bushi from the Mechot, so then, he's Muta, because he's next faced Sofik Tachto, Sofik Roy Tachto, Vinim Tim Zeluma Tachto, Shemobeines, and it's reversible, it's Misapir, Shemobeines, Vinim Tim Zeluma, Birotzen, Shemoloi Tachto. So the halacha is that only if the Baal of an Ish Yisrael, or Ish Yisrael, was the Kedushin to place before she was given Shalom Yimach, so then she's asura if he comes to Bezni and he says Pesach Pesach Pesach. But it's an Ishis Yisrael, ordinary case where the Kedushin was Mikabel when she was more than Gimul Shalom Yimechot, so then she's Muteres. So why should a Chachomim be Misaki? That every Pesach, regardless whether she gets married to Ikea or she gets married to Yisrael, should take place being a V in order to give him an opportunity to present his tiny. What's the purpose of having an opportunity to present the tiny? Even if he presents the tiny, what will Bezin pass on him? That she's not terrorist to him. So why should he be required to get married being a V? That's the kashe that takes place. So the same kashe bothered Rashi. So Rashi says, the reason is this. True, if an Ish Ba'ish is Yisrael, the Baal will come to Bezni and will say Pesach Pesach Mitzasi. So then Bezni will pass him. You don't have to divorce him. You will tell us next week. But many times, so she was Mizane, and it was Tachto, and it was Berotzen, and there might be him too. Some male, if he comes to Bezni, so there'll be a call, and then the Edim who saw this news will come to Bezni, and then there will be Mafkishim in Surah, because otherwise he would do it in sin, because it's all set. He's also. So this is what Rashi says. Right. Now, אומר רב יסי, אומר רב יהודה, אומר שמואל, מפני מה אומרו פסוי אביסיס לגנובי? מפי ששנו הגיע הזמן ולניסו איכויס משלם ואיכויס בתרום. בקורס, דרז נישני מסובס, ניסנים לפסולו של מוסר חידש, הם אולמון או שלישיים, לא רעתו, to provide ourselves with tachshitim and the garments and so on. So Yigiyah's man, if the day is right, the 12th Chodoshim or the 30 days, and the Lady Sui didn't marry her, he's mechuyev to marry her. So he has a certain period within which he has to get married. But suppose the deadline, he has reached the deadline and he didn't marry her, so the Chachomim or Misakim, he has to give him a zinus anyway. Since he's mechuyev to marry her and he doesn't, so he's mechuyev to give her support as of the day when he's required to marry. And if she's mekudeshes, to Ikeyan, and neither I say the Haruso is a Chalev B'Tchumo, but neither Rabbonon is not a Chalev B'Tchumo. So in this case, the Chachomim said that she can be a Chalev B'Tchumo. So they are Chalev B'Tchumo. Yochim Yigi Azman Be'achot Lishabes, Be'imayo Yamizeyes, Likach Shonim Otsu, and he says, Leimo So I would say, suppose the deadline has, and he happens to be on a Sunday, so I would say that inasmuch as that Sunday is the deadline, he should marry her, and if he doesn't marry her, on Sunday he's mechuyev to give him his anus. So, Likach Shonim Otsu, and he says, That's why the Mishnah tells us, Sura Mises Gimadi, that only when the deadline has arrived on Sunday, so then he's Mechuyev to marry her. And if he doesn't, so he has to give up his anus anyway. But suppose the deadline is reached on Sunday, so then he doesn't have to give up his anus. Now, on the surface, it doesn't even make sense. He says, "Mitnimar omru psulo nisim avi," because there is a law that if the deadline is arrived, so that he's mechuyev to give us support, whether he marries or not. That's the reason as to why the Mishnah says psulo nisim avi. Doesn't make sense. So tasteless, of course, bother don't appreciate. Tasteless too. So, what's the pshat? Alright, Rabbi Yisei said later on, Mora di Avro, okay. And Rabbi Yisei was cholo, Shachach Talmudic, but even though Rabbi Yisei was cholo, even while he was cholo, he still has to make sense. Even though cholo 1,000 times, but what Rav Yosef said while he was chelov has to make sense. So, that's the pshat. So, Teisa said, Mitunarom utsu anisim navi yelifi sheshanim. Ein shiro atam, lom anisim navi. So the question is not why on Wednesday. Because then the answer doesn't make sense. Why on Wednesday? Because, what is the answer? Because, if the deadline is on his Sunday, so he's not mechuyev to give him his. That's an answer as to why she has to get married on Wednesday. It doesn't make sense. So, ein shira tamu over nisi godi, din chin rab mishana mide, el hochet parush. Ma omru kalim amai nafki mide, nimeo, she tiknu she nisi godi. What's nafki mide? não é excelente, é chato. Pode ir aqui, mas aqui mesmo, tinha que ter mais, não é muito bom. So, Shmuel says, what other nafkiminis are there? Whether she gets married on Wednesday or on any other day. So one of the nafkiminis of the results of this tachone, that she's Mrs. Bevei, is that in case the deadline of the Yudveis Chedesh happens to be on Sunday, so it's not mechuyev to give mizeis. Only the deadline of the Yudveis Chedesh takes place on Wednesday, he becomes mechuyev to, if he doesn't marry her, and he's mechuyev to marry her, and he can marry her, in accordance with Takanos Chachamim, so then if he doesn't marry her, so he's mechuyev to mizeis. So there's nothing. Ein shira tam, lo b'nisit b'gim. Dini kim lahav nishanam yi, el hocha t'oshim. Nitimaro, kalina mai nafkinine she tiktu she nisit b'gim. Umshane nafkinine nizeyo is tom. So of course, most Rishonim don't explain like this. Even though I'm mean, the Gemara on the surface is very difficult, doesn't even make sense. But still, they refuse to explain it like this. Because why should, first of all, Pashtus Hayoshen of the Dima is not a Nafkimina. Dima means what is the reason for the Takon. What is the reason for that? That's number one. Number two, so what kind of a question is it? What's Nafkimina? Nafkimina is that it's a, that he's not allowed to get married on any other day. It's the big Nafkimina. So, what do they say? Means other nafkinis. We're not talking about it. Of course, there's the din itself. But other nafkinis. Alright. But all the other rishonim don't explain it that way. And all the rishonim seem to explain it kipshut. So why did the Chachamim say that psula has to be nisus limodi? So the answer is, if she shall know, he has man the Nisach. Now the question is, the Ma'amu, the Mishnah says in so many words, and why the Chachamim said so this will be, in order to give an opportunity to the Baal to present his Steiner before he calls off, in case he finds he tells so. So what is the Shailen? The Ma'amu, no. So the Shat is as follows. The Mishneh on the surface appears very different. On one hand, the Mishneh says, Psula Nises Leonavi, that excludes any other day. Of course, Shabbos, both without saying, excludes Friday and Thursday and Tuesday and Monday and Sunday. Says Leonavi, only Wednesday, one day in the week. Wednesday night. Then it mentions the reason. Why? Why is Wednesday alright? Because in case it finds time soon, you'll be able the next morning to come to Beza. But the same thing could happen if he gets married on Sunday. After all, the mission itself spells out, she remind the Shabbos that the new mission by Yoga is the new machine, only a machine. So the Yom HaShemi, they also sit in session. So as far as that time is concerned, so she could get married on Sunday just as on Wednesday. So the Mishnah should say, Psula Nises, Yom HaShemi, Yom HaShemi, the Almona, Yom HaMishi, Shepamayim, the Shabbos, but it didn't mention by always, Yom HaShemi, Yom HaMishi, Shim HaYolei Tanis, Psula Yom HaMashkin Adesh. The Mishnah says, Psula is Limavi, and then it mentions it down, on account of which she should be able to get this marriage just as much on Sunday too. So there is a still a little bit in the Mishnah itself. So this is the question. Well, the Mishnah mentioned the reason very well. The Mishnah mentioned the reason. But the same reason could be good for Sunday too. weißt du sie nicht, das heißt immer wieder aufgesund in Art. Das ist halt sie very good child, Saisonschall. So, so der Tabet sieht, die Kleine ist schon die Pias Mandelins, ich weiß nicht allein, die ich weiß die Trumme, joch, die Pias Mandel, ach, die Schabes, die in meinem Sinn ist, die Kach schon in der Psyche, die sie ist die Eimer, die because the wings in the way the Mishnah says, in the opening sentence, Psyche is the Navi, not any other day, not Thursday, not Friday, not Tuesday, not Monday, not Sunday. Why not Sunday? But after all, from the point of view of the time, Shepamayim b'Shabbos, but the Din is by yours. So Sunday could be just as good as Wednesday. So the answer is, even though on Monday, so the best sitting session, just the sitting session on Thursday, but there is one difference. If the deadline of the Yudbeis Chodesh or the Lamed Yud occurs on Wednesday, then it's a must for him to marry. It's a must for him to marry. But if the deadline of Yudbeis Chodesh or Lamed Yud happens to be on Sunday, if he wants to marry her, he can marry her. But it's not a must. Since it's not a must, so maybe if he says, I don't want to marry her today. I want to wait till Wednesday, a few more days. So he cannot be forced to give a support for the intervening days between Sunday and Wednesday. This is what Shmuel said. Now, it makes sense. It makes sense. On the surface, it didn't make sense. It does make sense, but it's difficult. It makes sense, but it's still difficult. Sometimes, one says something, doesn't even make sense. This way, it makes sense, but there is a kasha. Why not? Why isn't he mechuyev to give him things? After all, seems, and all the machine explanator, actually cases is yach. All the Rishonim explain it that way. Or in a similar way. The Rosh doesn't explain it that way, but in a similar way. But not in the way Tosfos explain it. Did. So the Rishonim. So why did Shmuel say that even though on Sunday, if he is allowed to marry, on Monday, on Tuesday, on Thursday, on Friday, even if we both want to get married, they're not allowed. Because it's a Nisagomo, in the Rabbono, because of time is true. But on Sunday, she and he decide to get married, they're allowed. That's how the Rishonim explain it. The Ramban, the Rabbon, the Ritvot, the Ram. They explain it that way. The Miri. If they both decide to get married on a Sunday, they're allowed. But there is one difference. In the case of Wednesday, if he doesn't want to marry her, so he's forced to give her support. And Sunday, if he and she decide to get married, fine, then there are no problems, of course. But he refuses if he doesn't marry her, so then he cannot be forced to support her. So the question is why? There's the question. Why can't he be forced? Why is it different? If he's allowed, Bishleimer on Monday, he doesn't want to marry her, he's not allowed, so he's an onus, Bitakon es Chachom. But on Sunday, he's not an onus, Bitakon es Chachom. So why can't he be forced? So it makes sense, but the question is why? Why? So what do we have to say? That even in the Habanim of the Pesach, before, while he was homeless, so he didn't remember the everything, all recovered from the sickness. So he didn't remember everything, but everything that he said made good sense. So he found, even though when he said it originally, when he heard it originally, when he said it in the name of Abdullah Mashmur, while he was still sick of this, so he did not remember the price of shok. He remembered everything else. But the price of shok, which is the first price in the sector of sickness, he didn't remember. And blame him, I knew that when he was sick, so he didn't remember a single price. Can't wait. So he didn't remember that price. But even though he did not remember that price of Shoto, the first price in the first page in the Sefer Yisroel, but he remembered everything else. And he was a big novelist, even though he forgot for a moment the first price in the Sefer Yisroel. So, in Sforas Hatzmei, he felt that there is a difference between Wednesday and Sunday. If he knew the price of Shogun, so then, of course there's a difference. Because on Wednesday, so you are allowed to get married, and you are required to get married. And if you don't get married, you don't marry her on Wednesday. So you're not in the news. But on Sunday, if he and she wants to have the chuppah, they can have it. But he cannot be forced to do his aims. He's not the chuppah to get married. There is no isa. If there is no isa, why isn't he the chuppah? So apparently, he had a reason. While he was taller, he didn't know the emotion of the price and this and that. But the case of you, that the reason of Halakhos in Mitzvah Kiyumis of making a big Sude at the wedding, what concept is the price in Mitzvah of Shogu based? Upon the concept that there is a Mitzvah to make a big wedding. You see, I mean, many Hasidic families make a wedding, they spend thousands and thousands of dollars, right? They overdo it. But everything that is overdone has a basis, otherwise you wouldn't overdo it. So that's the basis. So it's a mitzvah. Now, the price of Shogdu says that there is a mitzvah. But according to the price of Shogdu, so it's a mitzvah yuris. Now let's see the lotion in the price. There's a price of shop. The third price, you don't have to, you don't have to lose time to find it. The third price, you do now, so you do not do it. In all the time of singing, I will ask me first in changing us in the Holy Shabbat. So someday should be just this day. All of the creation is sacking for her. All the ways are Shabbat. His king shall you lay sayer for your deed. That's the Bible. His king, it's in its roots. He cannot just get married. Without a real Sude. He has to make it a real Sude. And his mom has out, so it wasn't, you know, like today. You just go to the hall and you arrange your wedding. So the chosen had to do everything. So it's not so simple. So he was told that before he gets married, he has to arrange for a substantial Sude, for all the orchid. Some melee, substantial Sude, so requires 3 days of work. Some melee on Sunday, he's not supposed to get married, because one couldn't prepare on Sunday. A Shabbos couldn't prepare. Some melee, he has to get married on Wednesday, but not not on his own, because he's mechuyev to be matriach. Reb Yisrael, why he was hollow? So he didn't know this price, why he was hollow? But with the Chasvaras Atzme, you understood that there is a minyan in making a wedding with big soup. Making a wedding without his sudeh, and making a wedding with a big sudeh. He didn't know, he didn't remember why he was hollow. He didn't remember the price of Chavdu, but he does Atzme. He knew that there is a mitzvah of Chavdu. He didn't know at that moment that it's a mitzvah of Yudis. But he knew it's all a focus of mitzvah of Yudis. It's a mitzvah of Yudis. And now the question is this. If it's a mitzvah, now, I will be the MS, it's a mitzvah of Yudis. Not just a mitzvah of Yudis. So what kind of a mitzvah is it? Is it a mitzvah of the man you're mocking, or it's a mitzvah of the man you're mocking? In other words, it's a mitzvah to make a good suit. It's a mitzvah of the Rabban and Yimam and Rav. Or it's a chiyuv, an obligation to the cow. It's an obligation to the cow. In other words, it's a mechuyev to be the reyach, the udomi, in order to be in Sameh and the cow. She'll enjoy it. She has a big wedding. She'll enjoy it. That's nothing to me. Like me, suppose the cow is male. Suppose the cow is male. She says, I'm not interested in any meals. Who needs it? Who needs it? I need a minion to get married, that's all. Who has to give food to so many people? So, is he still Yehuye? Or is not Yehuye? So the Ram mentions the name of Yesefi Benigash. You don't have that power. You have that base, but in the roof you have that power too. So it's that power from the base in the right. Now, the third paragraph, the Ramaskol Vuhudu Torah, She Torah Kvo V'Tikin Tzorah Hishun. So in other words, the Gemara says, they suppose Suppose you are very prepared, I mean before Shabbos. Today it's very easy, but even with Marag Morei, it was not so easy, but it was possible. So without the freezer, without the figure there, it was possible. So you leave the food in the cellar, in the basement, so you preserve it. So suppose he was Matriach himself, and he prepared all the food for all the guests before Shabbos, and he wants to have the Nisuyin take place on Sunday. So it's all right in the Gemara says, because he teach all of it. She Torah Kvah Vudit Orkhoi. She Torah Kvah Vudtiki Yusorhi Shuk. Because of our other days, the Lord is now, the Heir Chedom Achos, Loi Tavich Lebi Tavis Nolo, Yolei Sude, Ukrei Vikar Leamre, Bi Sude, Kaifin Olei Aditovich, Yovad, So he says, Adi Torah v'yovit sude lifi chveidei uchveido. So he emphasizes lifi chveidei also, not only lifi chveido. And he should better speak one of the shame. Suppose it's the other way around. When the caller says, I don't want a big wedding to the 4,000 of people. But the hostess says, I want it. You don't want it. All right, you are outrageous. But I want it. So, is he entitled to say yes. So many Rishonim and Midrashim say yes, and this is what Rabbi Yisrael Levi implies. He says, "Kalfin alei adi torach liyobi suvel lichvidei yochvei dao." So don't we understand? It's an obligation to the Kale, like the chiyuv of Shiva Sinanish the yesterday in Samir the Kale. So it's an obligation to the Kale. So this is also an obligation to the Kale. But if you day, that has nothing to do with the Kale. So the Rishonim say, because even if the Kale is not interested, so then he's mechuyev. There is a commissar for me that is mechuyev to make a pitsude in order to prevent from the shemra circulating against him. Because people here, he makes a wedding and he's well to do and he doesn't even make a suda. So what do people say? He's a stingy guy, I mean, healthy person. He doesn't care. But even though he doesn't care, the Chachomim are misaken in order that people shouldn't be made to last and shemra on him, that he's a terrible person. So even if Tzarez had the country. So I'm sorry, so to say, so I mean, he does care, but she doesn't care. She doesn't care, so he is the whole. From the country, from the Vishenitz Mashma, suppose though he cannot not pay it, then he's not the whole of the Mekisu. If he is not lakpid and she is not kades, then he is mechuyev. But if she is not lakpid and he is lakpid, so he is mechuyev. But if neither he nor she is lakpid, so then he is not mechuyev. Somewhere there is a difference between Wednesday, if my Wednesdays, I will be maskone of it. That there is a mitzvah chiyuv in some shop. There is still a difference between getting married, on any day, let's say Monday, other than Wednesday. Monday and Thursday and Tuesday and Friday on one hand and Sunday on the other. Even a little maskonah gemara, that there is a mitzvah chiyuv. Because on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and Friday, so even both are willing to have the wedding, and it wasn't Torah before Shabbos, so he cannot have a wedding because of the Yisrael of Tanis Tzule, since a moment, but it's an Yisrael of Tanis Tzule, Mashiachim, Mashiachim on Sunday, so true, it's also to get married if one of them is not. But if both are not Makpid, so then you can get married. Because there are two times. One time is to be Samaya, her to come with her with a big Sudeh, and down to come with him. That the people shouldn't be mitzvahs, be mitzvahshemra, and him that is a stingy person. But if she says she's not interested, and he says, I'm not interested, and I don't care what people will say, I don't care, so then it's mentioned by the Rishonim, and from the Russian of the Rabbinic Midrash, it's also much more than that. Then it's muta. Then it's muta. So even my academics, so certainly the Havani of Christ, when he didn't even know of the mitzvah chiyuvis of Shabbat, but in the Hasvara Midas Atzmei, he understood there is a mitzvah chiyuvis, so if he and she are willing to get married, so a little bit heavis, that there is a mitzvah chiyuvis, but in the case where it's Midas Shneyan, you can get married. he can get married. So it makes sense as to why in the Habamina for Geiser there is a distinction between getting married on Wednesday and getting married on Sunday. As far as the self-tanis psalm is concerned, so just as on Wednesday there is no self-tanis psalm, so on Sunday there is no self-tanis psalm either. But on any other day, let's say Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, he's not allowed to get married. So naturally, he is Mechuyav B'Tzeiros. So he's not Mechuyav B'Tzeiros. If the deadline of Yudeis Chodesh takes place on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, so he's not required to give him Zeiros. And what Wednesday? So he's Mechuyav. He's allowed, and he's mechuyev. And if he doesn't, so he doesn't do his chiyuv. So maybe he's forced to give him zeiros. Mashinkin on Sunday, even the habamine of Chavetzin, the chokdo, was not in the chiyuv is, but in mitzvah kiyum is. Rabbi Yosef, even the habamine understood that there is. So maybe, so he said that so he says, "We teach a shalom. If he has mandrakes, he can see shalom. We have to be poor. Yochin, if he has mandrakes, be sharp. Yeah, my little, he's zaynes. And so yeah, he's zaynes. So why? Because." True that there is a mitzvah kiyumis, and even a mitzvah kiyumis, I will be honest, even if there is a mitzvah kiyumis, but if they both want, then he's allowed, but he doesn't want. Why doesn't he want? He's allowed, he doesn't want, he's interested in a big wedding, people should talk and pray to him, he made a big wedding, but how could he, he's not mechuyev to make it. So, if he were to agree, and she certainly agrees because she wants to get married, and she says, if you don't marry me now, someday, then support me. And he says, no, I'm not marrying you someday, today, you'll wait till Wednesday, and I'm not going to support you. So, at least it says, in the name of Habibah Mashmuel, that he doesn't have to give them his aids, why not? He can if he wants. And she certainly wants. She wants to get married. And she says to him, Oi, Misoi si, Oi Panaseini. And he says, no, I don't want to marry you now because I want to have a big wedding, but I don't want to support you until Wednesday. So he cannot be forced to give them things. Why not? Because since there is a mitzvah, of there is a mitzvah in making a big wedding, so maybe he has the schus to wait until he'll be able to be mikayim that mitzvah. Even according to the Habamina Feleise, when he didn't know of the price of Shogdu, that it's a mitzvah to Yudis. But he knew the Cholapach is a mitzvah to Yudis. So Mela, since it's a big thing to make a big wedding, it's a big thing, so there's his chus to postpone the wedding until Wednesday when we'll be able to have a big wedding. And not be forced to give them this. It makes sense. So then, Omar Rabbi Yosef, then we are recovered completely. So Rabbi Yosef said, Lord Avraham, תניה זוי תניה, היי תניה זוי זוי תניה, הו תניה והו תניה. Also tolle Tannen vor der Steine, Tannen vor der Steine. What's the Tannen? What's the Tannen? In other words, the whole notion, the way he phrased it, mit dem Maum, mit so einem Mysterium, wie es sehr effekt, that Jesus, after he recovered completely, he didn't even argue over the limits. Nothing, the wonders was not felt. Because the wonders is very sound, even though he didn't know why he was hollow of the pricing the safety of children that it's a mitzvah for Yudis of making mitzvah, but he knew it as I smell that it's a whole atochas mitzvah for Yudis. And if it's a mitzvah for Yudis, so maybe he should have his chutz to postpone the wedding until he'll be able to do kind of mitzvah of making the weddings, instead of making the wedding without the suit. So he has that suit. Nothing wrong with that one. But he said that this is the reason as to why the Mishnah says Psura Mises Limovi, the Amor Yimachamishi, Shekhanayim Bishabes, the Vigil Yishvim, the Ayorit, the Mashemi, or the Yimachamishi, Shinoyim, the Tanepshim, or Yimashkar, the Bezli. So the Kasha was there, is still a Mayor Bey in the Mishnah. And one of them says Psura Mises Limovi, not on Thursday, not on Friday, not on Tuesday, not on Monday, not on Sunday either. And then it says, שפעמיים בשבת בבידים יש לי רעיון עם השני החמישי, so why not on Sunday either? So the mission should say, so this is the movie, ובי יהי מורישי. So, say, because there is a mission of ideas, not only so. So, the result is that if the deadline in Israel of the Lamb Gate takes place on Sunday, so then he cannot be forced to give any zaynus. Nothing wrong with that, in that argument. It's very sound. But to say that the Mishnah says Psura Mises the name of the and because of that svore, after all, it's a chiddush. Nothing wrong with that svore, but it's a chiddush. I mean, it's not a lucha, it's not a self-evident truth that goes without saying. It's a yodas. It's good wonders. It's our wonders. But the Mishneh should, just by implication, mention Psura Mises Limovi without explaining it. Tell the time with the time. It's not to be stopped. It's awesome. Elon Nid Mahochi. Omer Rabbi Yoma Shmuel. Now I'm also in this movie. She will tell you soon when you must know that you know that. Did you know, see, the Chavish Shabbos, that's going to be the price in this earth. Timosi Bechad Shabbos, Shino Yotan Yisumma Yomashka Yibesdi, Shob Vechachamad Hakonet Nis Yisrael, Shiteru Abisude, Shleishi Ami, Echad Shabbos, Shemi Shabbos, Ushleishi Shabbos, Uvi Ovi, Koin So. Achshav Sheshomi Shob Do. So, Oin So Sheshomi, Yazman Do Yisu, Eich Es Mishalei, Eich Es Mitzchonamo. So now that there is a price on the foreshes, so we can understand as to why the Mishnah was silent and didn't spell out the reason as to why Yonovidavke, not Yonovir, Yonovishen, because Yonovishen is inconsistent with the other time of Shogdo, because Shogdo is mentioned explicitly in the price. But without the price, why should the Mishnah just say Psura Mises Limovi? Because of the Sfore, that there is certainly at least in Yitzhak Yomit. If there is a Braise before Hashem, all right. But without the Braise, it wouldn't be reasonable for the Mishnah to say Psalm Mr. Yomavi and just mention that the reason is because Pamayim B'Shabbos. So then, from that point of view, it should be Yomavi Yomavi. But now that we have the Braise, we can understand as to why the Mishnah says Psalm is a Mavidavke, not Thursday, not Friday, not Tuesday, not Monday, not Sunday. Why? So the reason as to why not Thursday, not Friday, not Tuesday, not Monday, because of Tanis Psalm. And the reason as to why not Sunday either, because of the price. The price. Now let's see the Rashi. Kiyasman, this is how the Ramban explained. This is how the Ramban explained it. Then the Ramban, the other Russian, explains it in a similar way. But one difference. You see, according to the first Russian, so Rabbi Yosef originally didn't know the answer of Shor. Didn't know. Then later on, when he recovered in it, according to the second Lashon Ramban, so even in the Havamina, he knew of the Din of Shabbat, that there is a Mitzvah Yis, and he was regarding that Din, that if the deadline of the Beis Chilesh of Lama Yehud occurs on Sunday, and he refuses to get married on Sunday, he says he wants to wait till Wednesday, so then he cannot be forced to give a support. And Rabbi Yose had the impression that Shmuel was midaiket, deduced it from the Russian of the Mishnah, because the Rosh of the Mishnah says, Meis neim psuosh mas achides mishitot nefuiz mochad achides. Ula omono, lamed yei. Then it says, Yias mamelis. So since it mentions, Meis neim psuosh mas achides, ula omono lamed yei, he should say, Leacha yideis chides, Leacha azman, so, Leachas man, the way we say, Eichu is Mishalev, Eichu is Mishalev. Why does he say, Giyas man, the way we say? It's a thing here, but Ramban mentioned it. So why does it say, Giyas man, the way we say, not Leachas man? You look at Avish Yubetzes. So, as he said, so that means, he uses not Leachas man, he uses the expression, the Mishnah. He employs the expression Giyas Man, the Nisya Chlei, in other words, not just Lachas Man, once the deadline has occurred, has taken place, the Beis Chilesh has expired, so he goes here. Only the certain Zman, the Giyas Man, the Zman that he was set aside for weddings take place. That's the implication in the expression of the Giyas Man. So that, but everything else in the same way, the second washing, the second washing in the Ramban. And then they say, now, they say, Hashem say, that Rashi apparently explained the Gemara like the second washing in the Ramban. Let's go over the washing Rashi. הגיע הזמן להוליזה לחופה לכאן מפורש שהקיף הבאו. איך הוא שמשלה שהבאו חייב זה נסישת עם דקון הספייסטים כדורי כמה מתאק נערו ואיך הוא בתרומו אם כן יהודים בס ישראל שהכן מחלס יש בתרומו כי יאו איפה וכן כי נכנת וכך שאני מוצאו מסיס לא הגיע שכתב שחכמי מהכפוסי מליך דויס וניפוס ושאל he's an honest so he cannot be forced to give us a call מורד אברום תם על דבר רבי גם המורד אברום מה זה הולי לשמור למכל ואי שחול רבי יסי משחת עמודי ותאי על בורפון שני טוב לתנגי ולתנגי ולתן משנה שמיע ומשנה שמיע שמיע ומקים רבי יסי ביתנגי ולתנגי ותנגי ולתנגי ושמיע ושמיע אז אותו לתנגי ומפורשתיים ומתנגי ומפורשתיים משנסים ותנגי ומפורש בסייכו כי שיש כאן בסטים והגיע הזמן אין שום טעם מפורש בו למה מפנימיים הגיע הזמן ביחד בשבס ומה הוא בזה ותנוסי ביחד בשבס כל הנביא יצאו כאן ועכשיו ששומעים ושעבדו ובשביל את הכל הזו קומבו אוקיי ועכשיו ששומעים ושעבדו ששעבדו ובשביל את הכל הזו הוא מיוקה מלויך נעיס ביחד בשעבס מיעטו אינו מעטו איזה ששמים so the midai in other words since we know to meet the price of Chavu so מעטו איזה ששמים he does man certainly implies that if the deadline has arrived on his Sunday so he cannot be forcing his age how do you because the Mishnah uses the Loshni הגיע הזמן בלויס not in אחזמן לאחזמן or אחר יביס חדש but he says הגיע הזמן that means not just לאחר יביס חדש לאחר יביס חדש does not necessarily mean that he can be forced to give us a call but only the זמן the set זמן for weddings when is the set זמן for weddings? regularly Dalet, then it can be forced. But until that man of Dalet, the regular scheduled day for weddings of Ipsilon, has arrived, he cannot be forced to do this. That's that, like the Yoshinachim and Ramah. That's what Hashem is saying. Lepichoch, cholohu ishichol tzuli, unishepio samido, in the mile of the days. Now, the question is this. Lepichoch, in other words, since we see that where is Mimuket Bitakonis Chachom to get married, so he is not in Chuyot to be the Mizeimex because he is an honest Bitakonis Chachom, so what difference does it make whether he is an honest Bitakonis Chachom or he is an honest because of other circumstances? Let's say he is sick, he can't get married, he is sick, he can't have the wedding. Hello, it's a whole story. How can you let me wear it? She's sick. That you understand. When she appears from you, the reminds me, why can't you get married if she's here? Many weddings take place when the woman is here. Now, there is the Shifts Rambam that Nisuni is not in Fisuni. All the other Nisuni are but the Shittas HaRambam means that Nisuyin is not in place in any way even though in need of Dushmi is in place and that's according to everybody even Rav Akiva who says Dushmi is not in place b'chayim alav but Hakam Lady by Nido the Dushmi is in place even Rav Akiva, even Rav Akiva, everybody Hashem knows these are Torahs, the Dushni Sefers. But we suit so, most Hashem say, just as Dushni Sefers by New York, so Nisun is also Tefers. But the Shikas HaRambam means that Nisun is not Tefers. So come to the Rambam, you understand the Gemara. If you have a hollow wood, she holds a wood, or she pierces a wood in mind's ears, because he's also lost, because he cannot get married. And if you will, she will not be in sure anyway. But what's about other shame? So the Ram mentions that this is the raya of some of the shame, that Nisuyin is not possible by Nida. Otherwise, if it is possible, so why is it not? And then he mentions the Shita Zahavah, not the Shita, the Rambam is not exactly what. Because the Rambam is similar to the Rishayim who say, Yishayim, the Ram himself rejects it. And he says, Yishayim, the Chupa means Yehud. Now, if Chupa means Yehud, so we can understand as to why he's in us. Whether he ever Nisuyin is Tefes or not Tefes, but if Chupa consists of Yehud, then if the car is needed, then he's not allowed to be Nisiyachim. That's the Aloha. In other words, once after Bilas Mitzvah, even if she's needed, so he's allowed to be Yachim. Special Aloha. But before Bilas Mitzvah, there is a Nisiyachim Yehud. But at the Reise, the Rabbanon, there is a Nisiyachim Yehud. Before the last week. Some may lay. So the Ram says that even if you assume that Chupa means Yehud, so then he's not allowed to have Nisuyin while she's in it. But the other, if he was Nisiyachin, he had a Chupa, so he had Nisa. But Nisuyin is safe. And he's Chemik and the Rambam. Even assuming that Chupa means Yehud, but the Eved Nisuyin is Tefes, because there is a machlokes in the law between Rav and Shmuel in Yivomes, Daf Nun Bov, I think, whether Yish Chupa Upsulin or Ein Chupa Upsulin. There it has reference the case of Almoni the King Godel or King Hedel the Grusha. Suppose and a King Godel was naysay will be suing in Almoni, in Yisrael, or a King Hedek will be suing in Grusha. So there is a machlokes to Rav and Shmuel when the suing is the case and the suing is not it. And you pass in that Yesh Chupa Upsulin. Yesh Chupa Upsulin. So he says it's a kalachina of logic. If Almoni King Godel or Grusha King Hedek will shield the Asura to him all the time, still be Eved, she's a Eved, she's coming to Hamo, Nide, she's a soul only for a short man, and then she'll be interested. So certainly it should be Davis. But the Rambam Shittim, it's not Davis. So, according to the Rambam Shittim, we understand as to why the Gemara says we should clear some Nide or something else. Because Nisun is not in Davis. And even if we don't accept the Rambam Shittim, but we accept the Shittim that Chupa means Yehud, so it's also an honor. True, he's safe as the Eved, but how can we tell him, go ahead and do a Nisa? So the Chathil is also a Nisiachim with the Kale, if the Kale is in there. Only after Bilas Mitzvah, so there is special Aloha of Suda Bashishani. But before Bilas Mitzvah, there is no Heta of Suda Bashishani, so then it's also so there is an honor. He's only the Tekanes Chachonim, even if we say not like the Rambam, that the Eved is Tefes. But the Ram himself, he says, not only is he Chilek and the Rambam, and he holds that the Eved Nisuyin is Tefes in Nido, but he says that chuppah doesn't even consist of it. Chuppah consists of taking the color to his own. So Pashut violent. So that is chuppah. So there can be 1,000 people in his home if he brings the color to his home and he has a big celebration. So there is no yichud. So according to Rambam, it's chuppah. Chuppah is counter to it. So then the question arises, so why does the Gemara say Eishe Pirsum Yido, he is not forced to give up his onus? Because he's an onus, what kind of an onus is it? He can bring that to his home and have many people there, not be misyachid. So he can make her. So the answer is, he still can't say the onus. Since he's not really real, so maybe he cannot be forced. So maybe it's considered a sin. He couldn't be missing. Even though I'll be dealing around. But since he's not real real, so maybe he cannot be forced. So it's like an onus, and he cannot be forced to give anything. This is what the answer. Binite di bolo lo mi boi e cholo hu mao ho sum tani mai mi shi yonu wach an amonis o i dilme ho sum oni di te kandu tkinu e rabonon o chelo li. So according to the first motion it's a pshitas that cholo cholo and cholso hi kilsa mito. So it has the same thing as Ikiya's man on any day other than Wednesday. So just as on the day when the deadline takes place on Thursday, Friday, and Tuesday, Monday, Sunday, so it's an onus, it's not false. So Cholo, in the case of Cholo, Cholo Hu, Chol Tzuri, Pirsumi, there is also a pshit. Called the second portion is Rabbah. It's not so popular. We can boil them with the whole room out. Also, by my machine, the only is the Haname only. A film of also money, the account of Kino Rabbah. Oh, hello. Maybe a whole room only when he's an honest with a comment. But if there is a physical illness, not a Yalachic illness, a legal illness, then he's not going to give us a support. 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 All right. You need to tell me how to give us a support. I love his name. So then we can say only when the illness is attributable to him. It's his fault, not his fault. I mean, in our sense, I mean, he's not to be penalized for it, but it's his fault, he became sick. But in the case where she became sick, so he is ready. So it's her fault. So then he cannot be fault. I'm ready. You don't let me marry because of your handicap. So that's not my fault, because of your handicap. Some male, why should I support you? Or you don't know what I'm going to do today. It's your bad luck. You have to support me. Vintins lay my own holy staff today. It's your bad luck. You have to support me. Pearson in the Mao. Bishas Testo. Vintins lay my own. We might have a start of the day. She cannot say it's your bad luck, after all, that's a natural thing. Keep the bad luck, hello, which has best. My keep which has best in me. Might have a start of the day, or it's a natural thing. So it's your bad luck. Or if you're not keeping the kinash, you can be shiny of a style. So it's also a natural thing. Is Kisha's best at all. Push it, Rabachol. הגיע הזמן ולא ניסו, איך הוא משלם, ואיך הוא מתרומו. So לא ינוסו, לא יקטן. If he said לא ינוסו, then who would be a subject, the man? Os nossos sims e séries, Nisu, so the subject is not a man, but the woman. The color is the subject. So, that means that the Mia is mitzad her. Kilichadam, in the Komakni, in other words, she is able to get married, but she just refuses. I won't wait another week and so on. So, if she's able, but she wants to postpone the wedding, how can she demand that he postpone the wedding? At the same time, he should support her. That's too much. If he is willing to marry her and she says, no, let's wait another few days, another few weeks, even though she's able to get married right now, why should he be forced to support her? Hello, love this in the sky garden. In other words, she's sick, she's in need or so on. You got Tom Eichlis Michelet, So when they say Eichlis, when the Mia is inside him, so the question is, so you should say, Loyosu, Loyosu has the contention that the subject is the Kaleh, Loyosu means getting married. So, Udidin, Udibon, is Loyosu. Why do you generation because Nesne Tzorosh Mosachedes, so the subject in the Reishen, the man, is the Hosin. He has to give a 12-month period or a 30-day period to get ready for the wedding. So here I also use a solution in which the subject, the Vaidi Tomer, Reishet, Bidi, in other words, the subject is the Kaleh, Nesne Tzula. So the subject is the Kaleh, so here on the safe, the subject is also the Kaleh. So this is Pinsala. I mean, in order to have a parallelism, a parallel Russian, in the Asian, the safe, use on Russian, that's unreasonable. So he says as follows. Mosu has the exclusive connotation that it has reference to Hosu. Mosu means marry. Who marries? Kiikach lo kisikach. Kiikach lo kisawakach. So the man marries. The woman doesn't marry. After all, we don't give recognition to the philosophy of the women movement. So Mosu has the exclusive connotation that it has reference to the man, to the husband. Mashinkin, Nisu means getting married. So that can have reference to the Kaleh gets married when the Hosin marries her, and the Hosin as a result of marrying the Kaleh also gets married. So he has the connotation for both. So it's not an incorrect usage. So Mele, since it's not an incorrect usage, so because of its parallelism in the Russian, so the Mishneh uses the Russian of Nisu, but actually it has reference to the subject, the man. All right, now the Rashi.
Don't
Weil die Tomerische, die Bühne, die dann im nächsten Fehler ist, im Fluss aus Achille, so am Monat, ich bin hier, na, das war gut. So, na, actually, with all the cases of being of that caliber, of that nature, I didn't cover any cases. But since it's only one tasteless, in thousands of tasteless, the tasteless of big dukes are not going to skip it just because it doesn't involve any wrong. There's only questions of these difficult cases. For the shashmet, the tasteless does not seem to be called in the deal. So, how do we turn out to the Victoria Ocean claims, I woman claims, משום דהוסו מה כל כל, כי כך עם שישו. So this kashi is, okay, this is a right to ask such kashis. I wouldn't appreciate it if any one of you would ask me such a kashi. This was a right to ask such a kashi, because this was in that way encountered not only every word in the Gemara, but every letter, every kitzi shall yut in the Gemara. Samimela, he has a bite, and he tried to understand everything, so Tisnes can be forgiven for asking these kashas to. But we cannot be forgiven. When I say you, I don't mean only you. I mean even the biggest daily. I mean, have no right to ask such questions. Tisnes had a right to ask these questions. But we are not in the Madrigal to ask such questions. So I don't want to let the shyness like that. So anyway, I'm not ready to give answers on such questions. But Jesus has a right to ask such a question. All right? In other words, why does the Mishnah say, so necessary may be, not absolutely necessary? Absolutely. It's a question. Why? Because we find in certain Mishnahs, then the Mishnah does use the whole idea. So why there the Mishnah uses the whole idea and here not? How do you absolutely turn on each other's place? How you remember the place? You should also make hokoe to be gachishisha. So that's why the Mishnah uses the idea of whole the idea doesn't mean what? A certain person, a certain object, shulchan, any table, hashulchan, that table, a specific table, isha, any woman, honisha, specific to her, interesting woman, interesting woman, sore, bifke, I mean, ochel, meye, I mean, rich woman, a specific woman, honisha, the isha that is discussed in the parsha in the Torah. I mean, it's the Seder, in the center. So that's why it uses the idea. So there is a reason as to why the Mishnah says, hold which isha? The isha that is discussed in the parsha in the center. From the Osama Kokoye, Shikakish isha, hold isha aksuvo, לכן היבומה, also in the parashat Kiseizeh. אבל אוכל מקויק הו, it does not have reference to any specific fear that is discussed in the Torah. So why use the whole idea? The whole Islam for a common bush, or the Hebrew, after Peter Zimikho, Kisikna, the Hebrew, which in the UK, have a listener, or ever the whole Hebrew, שאין גם בידי החשש לדבקי, מי הוא גם מי שאורגים בחובות עם מי שנזדהה, אף הוא גם עם כל הכרות, מי ששאול לך, מי ששאול לך, מי שמעד לו אז בלי מנזו. So in other words, so Tisha says, the reason is why. Here we understand this, why the whole idea is not just. Because the whole idea is generally rules when generally, there are exceptions. But generally it is used when the Mishnah refers to a certain person or object discussed in the Torah. כשמקווה יצרים, לא מנקווה זה זה. But any question, but here, so long is not discussed at all. So it's not in respect to a specific psalm, any psalm. So he doesn't say how psalm he is. But psalm, doesn't make any difference, this psalm, that psalm, any psalm. But the question is, in Dushin, everything from the Mikneh, they owe his reference to the delivery, the setter of Mishpati, Kisikneh the delivery, so he should say, Hoher the delivery, so the answer is, because over there, if you think the Tamil word use, the whole idea how he have to say, he would have to say, however, however. That's correct. And because he shouldn't shame you that. So the implication being that if it had been devil, if it had been some hopes, then he could use the expression, however, he. That's what the Masha says. Masha says it says, because in the Torah says, Kisikne Evedim. What does it mean, Kisikne Evedim? It means an Eved who is a Israel, who is a Hebrew. That's what Evedim means. But Dovot would mean if it's in the possessive, if it's Bishmichus, the Eved owned by a Hebrew. An Eved, a slave, a servant, whose master is in the possessor. That's Dovok. So Masha explains Thesis. Thesis says, the whole of the Namathay Kamad Dush, however, even the other Peter Sidikor, and the Mishnah in discussing the Divri has reference to which other Divri. That the Divri discussed Mishpatim, so he should say, however, Divri. So he says, no, he couldn't say either Divri, because that the Divri discussed Mishpatim is not Dovok. It's not because Dovok means possessive, genitive, possessive. An Eved shall it, that would be Dovok. Eved shall it. Owned by him. But the Torah discusses Kisikne Evedim. It discusses an Eved who is himself him. So the Evedim is a Teah, is an adjective. That's not Dovok. Now, so one cloud is correct, the Masha says. When it's a Teah, so if you want to use the whole idea for a Teah, and you say Eved is a so Eved is a noun, Hebrew is an adjective. A Hebrew slave, if you want to use the Shintei idea, so then you have to say Ho-Eved, then it means the Hebrew slave. Eved means in English, Hebrew slave, a Hebrew slave. This slave, that slave, a Hebrew slave, any Hebrew slave. However, holy means a certain specific habit, a certain specific Hebrew slave. However, holy. Now, so the Mishnah, when the Torah says Mishpatim Kisikneh the Divri, so it's not the same, it's not the same. So even the adjective in Shematria, it's not the same, it's not the same. So in order to use it with the idea, the Tana would say, however the evil meek, that's not enough to say, however the evil meek. But the implication being, and the Masha pointed out, that if they have a different Mishpatim had been Dovok, had meant that every charity, then and there, the idea would be proper by saying however even. So the Shah says, that's not correct. So the Shah presents a complaint against the Masha. But the Masha is innocent, but it's a man from Masha. It's not in accordance with Hebrew. But the Lashon just explains what Teisa says. So the complaint should be directed against Teisa, not against the Lashon. Lashon is completely missing the Lashon. So, but the Rishash says that what the Lashon says is not in accordance with Kloli Adgid. In accordance with the Kloli Adgid, so if you want to use the whole idea in respect on adjective, let's say you want to say the Hebrew slave, then you have to say however it hurts. If you want to use the whole idea in respect to double, to smichus, to possessing, in respect to every charity, then you say Ebed Hoyv, not Hoyle Divin. So he says what Masho says is incorrect. But the Masho is innocent. And Teisa says that. So it's just Kashi against Teisa. And it's not reasonable to assume that Teisa is not there. That would be foolish to say that Teisa is not there. But I think the biggest validity keyword today and even in the previous language. So, why does Jesus say that? So, I thought a lot about it. Even though, I mean, it's not even my derech, you know, to spend time on such a basis, but since I have to give shiur, so I have to understand this. For myself, I wouldn't worry, but for you, I have to worry even about the thesis that deals in difficulty. So I think it can be explained in two ways. Now, what does the idea signify? A specific person, a specific object, say any book. But if you want to refer to a specific sefer, you say Hasim, Shulchan Asher, Sulo Haksu, Isha Holish, Eved Holish. Suppose you want to use the idea in respect to a slave belonging to him, the possessor, belonging to him. So then you might use three different expressions. Suppose you say, let's omit, bypass the use of the Hayali. But you shall certainly has the connotation of possessing. So if you want to say, to express the idea of a slave of a Hebrew, any Hebrew, where the slave is any slave, we're not interested in referring to a particular slave. Any slave, whatever his name is, who cares? Any slave, any owner, any master. So how will you say it? You'll say every child in the possessor. You'll say every child. Suppose you say not every child, but you want to say Ho'ebed Shalif. That makes sense. If you say Ho'ebed Shalif, if you say Ebed Shalif, then you are talking of a slave, any slave, who is owned by a master. Not that the slave is a specific slave, nor is the master a specific master. Every child, if you want to express the idea of a specific slave, but you don't want to express the idea of a specific master. Of course, he has a specific master, but sometimes not. He might have 10 masters. But suppose You want to express the idea that a certain person is a specific slave of a master. Then you would say, however, shall we? Suppose you want to express the idea of a slave, any slave, but of a specific master, not any master. So then you would say, Evet, shalom. So melech, that is when you use the term shalom. So then you have no problems. So you can say Evet shalom. Then you are referring to any slave owned by any master, and you can use the expression however chosen, then you are referring to a specific slave owned by any master, and you can use the expression ever shall hungry, so then you are referring to any slave owned by a specific master. But suppose so you want to minimize the number of words, so you want to eliminate the use of shall. Suppose you have to send a cable now, and you have to pay $5 for each letter, so then it serves your interest, you know, to minimize the use of words. So how can you express it? Eliminate the use of shall. So there is a way, I think. In other words, if you want to say in shortened form, every shall we do, you say everything is yours. If you want to say Evet, shall hoivri, so then you will say Evet hoivri. But suppose you want to say bismichus and not using shall. You don't want to use shall. You have a special purpose. Not using shall. But you want to express the same idea as that is contained in the expression of however shall live. So then however divri would be the proper usage. However divri. So then it would have reference to a specific slave owned by any master. So Tesis is saying as follows. You see, when the Torah says kisik never divri, the Torah does not use every divri in the possessive, bismich. But had the expression in Shpati of kisikna every divri been used bismichus, so then it would have reference to what kind of a slave? Of a slave? Of a specific slave, I mean the specific slave that is discussed in Shpatim, owned by any master, not by a specific master. So then the proper usage is however deeply. So this is the reason as to why the Rishash directs his arrows against Mashal. It's not fair. What does he want from Mashal? The Mashal is innocent. He should direct his arrows against Tesis. The answer is Tesis must have every reason. Even though the Rishash doesn't mention the Rishash in Tesis, but Tesis must have had a reason. But the Mashal spells it out in so many words that if you use it bismichus, if you use the idea bismichus, then you always have to say, however, it is not so. But tasteless is not what it's about. Because tasteless means, this is saying here, it's true, the division in Dushi has reference to a specific habit, but still the Mishnah couldn't say, however, even though it has reference to a specific habit, the habit is costing Mishpatim, but it's not Bismichus. So Meile, the proper use of the whole idea would be however, and that's unusual, because it's not a, but had it been double, then in view of the fact that the Mishnah has reference to a specific event, then the Mishnah has reference to a specific event, but not to a specific master. So then the proper usage would really be according to the Koreagiku. However, different, not Evet Hoivri. Evet Hoivri is the proper usage if you want to express any slave owned by a specific master. But this is not what the Mishnah would have meant if the Evet in the Torah had been done. The truth is that the Evet in the Torah is not done altogether. So Meile, the proper usage of the idea would be Evet Hoivri. That's one way of explaining things. So the Rishash is right. The Rabbi Marshall is inconsistent with God. But this verse is not inconsistent with God. There is another way of explaining it. You know, in English, we have certain expressions. Let's say, non-element. So you write non-element. So non and animal so are considered part and parcel of one word. That's why there is a hyphen. So it's one word. Non-rational. A non-rational being. So you write non-rational. Now, in the Torah we also have that. Of course, in the Torah we don't have hyphens, but we have the same thing. And the Gemara we have it in the Sugya of Yoy, I don't want to spend time on it, the Sugya of Lo Yichum. So Lo Yichum can be used sometimes, Lo Yichum, the noise and adjective. And sometimes Lo Yichum but Hekdesh, Non-Chum, Lo Yichum but Hekdesh. So that Mechosai are Lo Yichum Olachum. So then it means, it doesn't mean not Chum, it means Non-Chum. So it's like with a hyphen, Non-Chum. So Lo Yichum is one word. That's in Gemara in Dom. But years ago, I saw a special sefer. I think that Rav Yudah Maimon, at that time his name was Fishman, he published that from a manuscript that he found at the Rambam, a chibur on the whole Torah, and maybe even being so good. The Rambam himself pointed out which chimes are kedesh and which chimes are chay. No, it's not a new idea. When a sefer writes, it's for Torah. So when he writes, Bereish is born in Jim, so he has to be mechavi, Yishem Kedushas Hashem. But when he writes, V'nigash b'alabayis ha'orim, Chas v'sholem, he should be mechavi, Yishem Kedushas Hashem. When he writes the sefer, Elikim is a kaleo, so it's true that is expressive of the Yisrael against Gavi, so it's Kiddush, but it's also expressive of the Yisrael of being the Kalori Dayan, Isamuk, today the Amon is Muk, but even Isamuk when he had it in of Shammu. I mean, now there is no possibility unless according to the Rambam, to Chacham, Eretz Yisrael, all right. But otherwise, he doesn't have Ichalei Shem, Shammu. So, V'nigash Barabayis Arvim Yisrael, it means dying. Elikim Yisikalel has reference to Kadesh and to Chem. That's why the Zifa writes the Elikim in Elikim Yisikalel, yes, in Mechavish Yisashem, because it has to shot him. Of course, the patients brought Elikim, so it's Kadesh. V'nigash Barabayis Arvim Yisrael, so he shouldn't be mechavin shem kedesh chas v'shalom. Sometimes a sofik occurs where a certain shem is kedesh or a certain shem is chay. The more in shvuos that one means. Zion, both on Zion, there is a machlek is tamoim in respect to certain shemes. Tor, in din, in shubim, but it's kedesh, chay, machlek. Now, so I saw in that Rambam, that Chida, I don't know, I mean, I saw it in the library here many years ago, here in Jewish Corner, I think they still have it. I hope that they still have it. It's a remarkable thing. Rav Neiman, Rav Fishman there, he published it. A remarkable thing. My father, Zechem Yivroche, was so happy to look at it. He said, I can see many of them.